Expressions from St. Paul is brought to you by listeners like you. We thank you for your faithful prayers and gifts. Greetings, friends. Welcome to Expressions from the St. Paul Missionary Baptist Church. We are blessed to have serving as our pastor, serving us faithfully for the past 48 years, Dr. Ephraim Williams. Our edifice is located at 3996 14th Avenue in Sacramento. We'd like to take this opportunity to invite you out to worship with us in person on Sunday morning. New membership orientation begins at 8:45 a.m. Sunday school classes for all ages are offered at 9 a.m. and at 10 a.m. our morning worshiping experience begins. It would truly be a blessing to look around and to see your face in the place. For those of you that missed the celebration this past Sunday as we celebrated our pastor's 48th pastoral appreciation, you missed it. But praise God for audio and video. During a video presentation honoring the late great sister Carrie Sue Williams, our praise dance group got the celebration started. We were blessed by the music ministry of the combined choir. There were special guests and much, much more. Our speaker of the hour was Reverend Glenn Shields, senior pastor of the Progressive Community Church of Stockton, California. And he's a son of St. Paul. The message that he shared, he titled, Jesus, the same yesterday, today, and forevermore, as taken from the book of Hebrews, chapter 13, verse 8. Well, friends, I've said a mouthful. It's time to head on into the celebration service. Enjoy.
My soul loves Jesus. My soul loves Jesus. My soul loves Jesus. Bless His name. My soul loves loves Jesus. My soul loves Jesus. Bless His name.
Pastor, this is for you. Though the storms keep on raging in my life, and sometimes it's hard to tell the night from day, still that hope that lies within is reassured. As I keep my eyes upon the distant shore, I know He'll lead me safely to that blessed place He has prepared. But if the storms don't cease, and if the winds keep on blowing in my life, my soul has been anchored in the Lord. though the storms keep on raging in my life. And sometimes it's hard to tell the night from day. Still, that hope that lies within is reassured as I keep my eyes upon the distant shore. I know he'll lead me safely to that blessed place he has prepared. Oh, believe the storms don't cease, and if the winds keep on blowing in my life, my soul has been taken in the Lord. Oh, I realized that sometimes in this life we're gonna be tossed by the waves and the currents that seem so fierce. You know what I like about it? But in the Word of God, I got an anchor, and it keeps me steadfast and unmovable despite the tide. But if the storm don't cease, and if the winds keep on blowing in my life, my soul's been anchored, yeah, in the Lord. My soul's been anchored. For the billows may roll and the breakers may dash, but I shall not sway because he holds me fast. So dark today that the clouds in the sky, I know it's alright because Jesus and I. My soul's been anchored. Though you crush me down, but Jesus picks me up. Then he sticks by me when the going gets tough. My soul's been anchored. My soul. My. I love him. I love him. I love him. My soul so has been taken. my soul, 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 my soul, my soul, my soul, my, 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 for the pillars may roll and the breakers may dash, I shall not swing, because they hold me fast. So dark the day that the clouds in the sky, I know it's all right, because Jesus and I, my soul has been taken in the Lord.
Good morning. I have the distinguished privilege and opportunity to present our speaker for the hour. Glenn R. Shields currently serves as the senior pastor of Progressive Community Church in Stockton, California. He considers it an honor to pastor God's people in such challenging times. Pastor Shields has a wealth of ministerial experiences that include the development and implementation of various ministries as he has sought after for conferences and retreat speakers, counselor to men, women, and families served, and also has served as the California State Prison Chaplain. Pastor Shields holds a Master of Pastoral Leadership from Fuller Theological Seminary in Pasadena, California, and a Bachelor of Arts in Biblical Studies from Trinity Bible College in Sacramento, California. But one thing I can say about Pastor Shields, some 20 plus years ago, I stumbled into a class called The Young Ambassadors. And my life changed at that point. Outside of Pastor Williams, Pastor Glenn Shields has been the man of God in my life. He's shown me how to be a man of God. Amen. At my current job, we have what they call five philosophies, and one of them is modeling the way. And Pastor Glenn Shields models the way. Amen. So I introduce to some and present to others none other than the pastor of the Progressive Community Church in Stockton, California, Pastor Glenn R. Shields.
We thank you for the sweet spirit that's in this place. We thank you for your faithfulness. We ask now, Holy Spirit, that you speak as only you can, as we have come to worship, to celebrate our pastor, and to hear a word from you. When you've done what I know you can do, I'll get out the way. And we'll give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. If you've been blessed so far, get a Lord a hand of praise. No, you can do a little better than that. I'm talking about if your soul's been anchored, if you really love him, if he's opened up doors and made ways for you. I'm talking about if you're not ashamed of him, give him some praise. We're here to celebrate today. This is not a funeral, this is a celebration. Has he been good to you? Is he all right? Well, let's give him a hallelujah. Amen. To God be praised for who he is and what he is. Again, I am grateful to the Lord to be here with you on this morning. Before I take my text, Dr. Williams, I want to read a letter that I have prepared for you from myself and the church. Pastor Williams, on behalf of the Progressive Community Church and myself, we want to say congratulations. For 48 years of sacrificial ministry, to the St. Paul Baptist Church. Your outstanding leadership as senior pastor reaches far beyond the walls of St. Paul. You have been a beacon to other pastors, churches, cities, states, and the nation. I have shared with you privately and in publicly outside of God. You have been one of the most influential men in my life. I am who I am as a man, husband, father, and pastor because of your guidance, love, and consistent support. I will always be indebted to you, and the Progressive Community Church reaps the rewards of you pouring into my life. We pray you continue to see God's will for your life, for your work in his kingdom will continue even further and greater. We celebrate you and Sister Sue, who served faithfully with you in ministry before her passing. And on behalf of our church, we would like to give you this appreciation check of $5,000. Will somebody give this to Pastor Lee? Give that to him. You always taught me it's good to be nice. And when you can do better, you do better. So again, Pastor, we want you to know that we love you. Now, I want to say this. I am aware, Dr. Williams, you could have had anybody come here today, but you asked me, and I want you to know, I am grateful. I am humbled when it comes to your loyalty, your support, and I want to say thank you from the depths of my heart. I remember 27 years ago, to the preachers that's here, I stood at the old St. Paul and preached for the very first time on a Sunday morning. I had been called to preach about 6 to 7 years at that time. Pastor then got soft in his older age. I was faithful, but yet he never let me preach on a Sunday morning. And one day he called me in the office and he said, "You believe I don't like you." And I said, "Well, I've been wondering. I've been faithful, and yet you let me go to convalescent homes, go to the prison, but you won't let me preach on Sunday." Dr. Williams called me in 27 years ago, and he said, "I'm going to have you preach my 21st anniversary. My first time on a Sunday morning, I'm preaching his 21st anniversary." And I said, I was shaking. He says, "Now I want you to know something, and I never forgot this, Pastor. You said I've been hard on you, and I haven't let you preach because I don't want people telling you you're the best thing since sliced bread." He said, "You got to learn how to serve in the background." And I want you to remember, you said this to me, and I've never forgotten. I've held on to it. You said, "Shields, you going somewhere. And I see you going somewhere. That's why I'm on you." Been 27 years. And I want you to know those words have kept me and strengthened me when I've doubted myself. So again, I salute you today. We salute you today. When it comes to being a man, you taught me what manhood looks like. You taught me how to love my wife. You taught me how to be faithful. You taught me how to stand. And more than I want to admit sometimes, I'm a whole lot like you. And I want you to know I'm thankful for it. Amen? I've been told, Dr. Williams, one of your favorite passages of scripture because I really wanted to encourage you as well as give a word to the congregation. And I heard that one of your favorite scriptures, I know you got many, but one of them is Hebrews 13:8. And so this morning, we're going to preach from Hebrews 13:8. When you're there, turn your Bibles to Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8. Very familiar passage of scripture. You still looking and say, hold on. All right, we're going to wait on you. Hebrews 13, verse 8. And we find these words. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Dr. Williams, 48 years of ministry. Jesus Christ is the same. Yesterday, today, and forever. You can be seated. As human beings, we are always changing. Ever since the fall of Adam, when sin was introduced, change has been a part of life. Today, things are changing rapidly, and it's so easy to feel left behind, left out, and bewildered. We live in a world in which values have been compromised, and society seems teetering on the brinks of moral collapse. It's tremendously comforting to know that we have a compass that points true, a God who speaks clearly, and a Savior who never changes. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ, what an amazing name. It carries so much power, and that power is still the same. Dr. Williams, 48 years of sacrificial ministry, you have seen a whole lot. You have seen broken lives renewed, strange relationships restored, sick bodies healed, hearts transformed through the name of Jesus Christ. You have prayed in that name in hospitals. You have prayed in that name in emergency rooms and at the bedside of those persons who are on their deathbed. The power of Jesus' name has always brought comfort and strength to those in need. Church, whatever struggle you may be going through, whatever problem you may be facing, if you will call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that name has the power to bring renewal and healing into your life. Dr. Williams, whatever you do, don't stop calling on his name. I know the greatest concern that you have as you transition into another season of life is this church. But I want you to know the same God that called you 48 years ago is the same God that's going to be with you today. You don't have to worry about the church. Why? Because Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. I have discovered Jesus is the one constant we can count on. While everything around us radically changes, nothing that God has ever said about himself will be modified. Nothing the inspired prophets and apostles have said about him will be rescinded. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Whatever God is, he's always is. There's no sometime attributes of God. All of his attributes are always attributes. He always is what he is. Now, people change. Some people seem to change from day to day. It's almost better to ask them, who are you today, than how are you today? Thank God we never have to ask Jesus who you are today. Jesus never changes. Jesus never wavers. He's not some timey. You don't have to worry about who's going to show up when you call on his name. His holy character will not change. His righteous standards will not change. His eternal purpose will not change. His living word will not change. His saving power will not change. His mercy and his grace will not change. He is the King of kings. He is the Lord of lords, and that will never change. Whatever you need, Jesus is the same. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Now, according to the preacher in Hebrews, there is a source of stability and consistency that is unaffected by financial markets, unaffected by earthquakes, unaffected by the rise and the fall of political systems, unaffected by who's in the White House, unaffected by relationships we might have with each other, unaffected by our own sin. No matter what happens, Jesus Christ is the same. Yesterday, today, and forevermore. The author in Hebrews wants us to see that in spite of the deterioration, the atrophy around us, Jesus does not change. He's not going to let you down. Therefore, we got to keep on trusting him. Church, I want to remind you that no matter what you're going through, you can trust Jesus. The Bible says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all of your ways, acknowledge him and he will direct your path. Instead of fainting, just trust Jesus. It doesn't matter how many degrees you have. It doesn't matter how brilliant you are. It doesn't matter what's going on in your life. Jesus remains faithful. Lose your job, Jesus the same. Lose your mind, Jesus is the same. Kids cutting up, Jesus the same. You're going through in the household, Jesus is the same. No matter what you see, no matter what you're dealing with, no matter where you're going, Jesus Christ is the same. So you know what? All you got to do is hold on to your hope. And who is that hope? It is Jesus Christ. Why? Because he does not change. Everything around us changes. And change can be intimidating. But you don't have to be intimidated because Jesus never changes. I don't care what you're facing. He never changes. Sometimes when I think about the change that comes our way, it is mind-boggling. Technology's changing so fast, I simply can't keep up. Most of the people I hang out with love change. But I have discovered there are a lot of people who are into change, sometimes just for change, for the sake of change. I mean, our culture has become such that change is seen as a normative and even desirable. If we aren't always changing and constantly in flux, we feel left out. In order to survive in the main flow of our culture, you have to embrace some change. And frankly, I don't really have a problem with that within its boundaries. I think change is life's great adventure. New places, new faces, new technology. It all captures my imagination. But unfortunately, there's an unhealthy side to this kind of thinking. That is, we become easily infatuated with new and novel. We see new and novel as more relevant than old and the same. We rush out to buy the newest gadgets and gizmos, which in itself isn't bad. The problem comes when we try to apply this mindset to our core values. When we begin to think that something is more valuable because it's new, perhaps even in terms of our faith. But the preacher is saying, good old Jesus. He is the constant, consistent, completely sufficient source of our salvation. Therefore, let's drop our infatuation with the new that contradicts, especially when it comes to the matters of faith. Last time I checked, you still can't please God without faith. I don't care what you have. Love is never out of style. Mercy and compassion and patience and love suffering is still in style. Jesus never changes. Jesus says, love me and then love your neighbor as yourself. It doesn't matter what the culture is saying. There are some things that never change, and Jesus says, I will never change. I am the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. I am Alpha and Omega. I'm the beginning and the end. I'm still omniscient. I'm all-knowing. I'm still omnipotent. I'm all-powerful. I'm still omnipresent. I'm everywhere at the same time. Jesus says, you may be confused, but I'm not confused. I didn't come to impress. I came to save, and I'm still the same. I'm the same old Jesus. So no matter what you're going through, no matter what you got to deal with, I am the same. Dr. Williams, you've been calling on his name for a very long time, and he wants you to know today he's still the same. So you just keep on praising his name no matter what life looks like, no matter what your health concerns. Jesus Christ is the same, and he promises never, never to leave you alone. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday. Now, there is an eternity locked up in these words. In fact, eternity stands on either side of Christ of today. In other words, there is no past tense with the Lord Jesus Christ. John 8:58, before Abraham was, I am. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Verse 14, the word became flesh and made his dwelling amongst us. We have seen his glory, to the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. Colossians 1, 17 and 19, he is before all things, and in him all things hold together, and he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning and the firstborn from among the dead, so that in everything he might have the supremacy. Now, what does that mean? The fact that Jesus is the same means that Jesus is sufficient. In Jesus, you find everything you need. You don't have to go back to see what you were in the past. You don't have to look for something new, better, or different in the future. No matter which direction you look, Jesus Christ is the same. He is everything you need. Amen. Dr. Williams, I got to the church early today, and I parked in the back in the parking lot, and there really was nobody here. And I sat and I began to reflect as I just looked at the campus. And I remember driving down 14, and you had that gold Tornado, right? And it was parked, and this was nothing but a field. And I pulled behind you and stood there and asked you, what were you doing? And you said you were praying. Then you got to telling me about the building. Start pointing. This is going to be over here, there, and there. Can you see it? I'm like, no. I don't really see it, but I knew you believed it.
Right.
And because you believed it, I start believing. And as I was looking today, I was reminded that everything you have told me, everything you said, Jesus has done. And you need to know, same God that has led you for these 48 years, the future, your future is in his hands. So I want you, as difficult as it is, I want you to get excited about the next chapter in your life. Because Jesus Christ is the same. Yesterday, today, and forevermore. Just as he was faithful over these 48 years, for whatever time you got left, he's still going to be the same faithful God. Jesus Christ the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. We must never neglect to acknowledge the eternal preexistence of Jesus. I've discovered, Brother White, that most Christians have no problem with Christ's divinity, but we struggle with his humanity. But to understand his humanity is to make him even more divine.
That's right.
For example, born in another man's stable, buried in another man's tomb, living in a little land less than a half the size of Arkansas. In his public ministry, he never journeyed over 100 miles from home. He wrote no books, led no armies, left his truth with a few plain and unpromising disciples, died the death of a criminal, yet that life stands alone. What he said and did proves who he is. And what I love about Jesus, he never tried to impress anybody. He simply is who he is. Amen. Jesus Christ of yesterday is the Word made flesh, taking the form of a servant, made sin for us. Jesus Christ of yesterday is the risen, glorified Christ, living his life in millions of lives that have placed their faith in him. Because he lives, we can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all our fears should be under control. Because he lives. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus the same today. Now, many Christians find themselves getting upset with God because Christ is not working to suit their own private agenda and timetable.
That's right.
Christ is doing exactly what he purposed to do in this age. He's not confused. He's not overwhelmed. He in control, and he knows what he's doing. And his program is following the schedule of the Father. The blind are seen. The lame walk. The lepers are cleansed. The deaf hear. The dead are raised up. The poor have the gospel preached to them. You say, yes, right, preacher. Jesus did that then, but he's not doing it now. Well, I beg to differ. considering the work in Christ in this age. Eyes blinded by the god of this world are still being opened by the light of the world. Those crippled by sin are walking in the newness of life, thanks to the great physician. Modern day Naamans dipped in a fountain filled with blood and lose their spiritual leprosy. Our ears are being opened to the music of heaven. Those who are dead in trespasses and sin are being quickened to eternal life. And the world over, the gospel is being preached to the poor. Jesus is alive today. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. All you got to do is open up your eyes. I dare you to really call on his name. For all these years, we've been listening to you call on the name of Jesus. There was one time when you was the Jesus that I couldn't see, and you led me to the Jesus I can see. But now I want you to know I know Jesus for myself, and I can say like you have always said, Jesus Christ is the same. There's nobody like Jesus. And I dare you, if you really want to lift your spirit, I dare you stop talking about what you don't have. I dare you just let your mind roll back a little bit and remember what God has done for you. The same God that did it yesterday is the same God that can do it today. Is there anybody here know that he can open up a door? Is there anyone here that watched God make a way? No way. I dare you stop to ask me for something, but just take some time and praise his name. Take some time and just bless his name. Don't you know that God is good? I'm talking about he is really good. He's the only God I know that'll give you a second chance and a third chance and a fourth chance and a fifth chance. When I didn't know how I was going to make it, I only discovered I was making it while I was saying it. Why? Because Jesus Christ is the same. When I gave up on myself, he didn't give up on me. When I needed mercy, he was there. When I needed compassion, he was there. Why? Because he's the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. And if you really want to have a good praise time, then I dare you to just think about how good he's been to your family, how good he's been to you, how he opened up doors for you, how he made ways for you. Stop asking him for anything. Just take some time and bless his name. Do I have any worshipers here today? Is anybody here that know my Jesus? Anybody know that he is wonderful, that he's a wonderful counselor? Anybody know he's a great deliverer? Anybody experience his comfort? Anybody know his name? His name is Jesus. Jesus is the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. And if you're not ashamed of him, I dare you just call on his name. You just need to spend some time blessing his name. Why? Because he's the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. See, I wasn't always where I am today. And even when I didn't know who I was, he knew who I was. He called my name. And so I bless him. I praise him. Why? Because he's God, and he's God all by himself. Dr. Williams, you've been calling on him for a long time. Keep blessing his name. As I close this, it would not be enough that he's the same yesterday and today if somewhere down the road he should cease to be. Jesus has withstood the test of time. We don't know what the future holds, but we know who holds the future. Moses said, who shall I say sent me? He said, tell them, I am that I am. Jesus said, there's never been a time I didn't exist. I've always been there. Back in Sumter, Mississippi, Jesus was there. You moved to Chicago, he was there. When St. Paul looked like a barn, Jesus was there. And that same Jesus kept you. It's the same Jesus that's going to keep you today. He is the same. Jesus is the Lord of time and eternity. He is the God of the past, present, and the future. Yesterday, he was faithful to our fathers. Today, he's faithful to us. Forever he will be faithful to our children, to our grandchildren. Everyone that places their trust in him, Jesus will take care of. Revelations 1 and 8 says, I am the Alpha and Omega, says the Lord God, who is, who was, and who is to come. The Almighty, this is why Christians believe in eternal security. If you were ever saved, you are still saved. And always will be saved. Why? Because Jesus Christ is the same. Yesterday, today, and forever. For those of you going through, remember Jesus is the same. I don't care what your life looks like. He's the same. He's still touching. He's still healing. He's still delivering. He's still a faithful God. The question is, do you trust him? The question is, do you believe him? In closing, Andrew Murray wrote, the only reason you have to look back to yesterday that was better than today was that you did not know or that you failed to trust this Jesus who is watching to make each day a new revelation and a larger experience of grace of yesterday. Here's a question. Do you know Jesus? Do you trust Jesus? Well, if you know him, what you worried about? If you know him, why you stressed out? If you know him, why you full of anxiety? Jesus Christ, the same. Yesterday, today, and forevermore. Dr. Williams, it has been my pleasure and privilege to serve you. And I want you to know, as long as I live, and you can write this down, you will never die. Because I've been marked by you. And although time has passed, I've grown up a little bit, I want you to know that my love for you has never, ever wavered. You need me, you need Progressive, whether you in office or out of office, we'll always be there. God bless you.
Ushers to hold the door unless it's an emergency. But God's word has gone forth. And the message points back toward Jesus Christ. The one who does not change, even though we change. So if you have never accept Christ as your Lord and Savior, we invite you to come down. Will there be one this morning? On this pastor's 48th anniversary, I know nothing will make pastor more happy than to see someone give their life over to Jesus. So if you've never accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior, we ask for you to come down and someone will share the gospel with you. Will there be one? Jesus.
circumstances, you've separated yourself from Christ. You can come down at this time to restore your fellowship. With everyone, you say, Lord, I know I'm saved, but I just haven't been in good fellowship with you. You can also come down at this time. But tomorrow is not promised. Today is the day. Would there be another? While the Holy Spirit is moving, would there be another one?